This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Head in the Santee. Good morning, Corinne.
Good morning.
Corinne, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio, please?
Tammy, can you please?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Corinne, I got five pop culture questions. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A Garage Door and Gate Store.com. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Corinne, Jay Leno suffered a black eye and facial bruising after he fell down a hill and hit his head on a rock. He says he was trying to take a shortcut from a hotel to a restaurant. What late-night TV talk show did Jay host for 22 seasons?
The Tonight Show.
The top guy cry movies include Gladiator, Armageddon, Furious 7, Shawshank, and Field of Dreams. Who was the star of Field of Dreams?
Kevin Costner.
Denzel Washington says there were rumors about Kevin Spacey's behavior decades before he was accused of anything. Quote, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's between him and his maker. Both Kevin and Denzel have won two Oscars. Who of the two has the most Oscar nominations?
Denzel.
The teaser trailer is out for the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon. How many animated How to Train Your Dragon movies were there?
Two.
And finally, on this day in 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest host ever of Saturday Night Live. How old was she?
Ooh, 20.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Corinne, what do you got going on today?
I'm driving to our office in L.A. right now for work.
Traffic doing okay so far?
Yes, it's great right now.
All right, good, good. Well, I hope I didn't just curse you by asking that question. Forget I asked, Corinne. Tammy, Corinne did 3 out of 5 today.
Nice job, Corinne.
Did you see Jay Leno's face?
Yes, it was awful.
Good Lord. The man fell down a 60-foot hill, smashed his head on a rock. He says he was trying to take a shortcut from a hotel to a restaurant. What late-night TV talk show did Jay host for 22 seasons?
The Tonight Show.
He was the Tonight Show host. Okay, so back to Jay Leno. Dude, you have like 500 cars. Hire a car to take you to the restaurant. Oh. I'll tell you, though, man, he's a tough dude. He could have easily died. His face, it looks horrible. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have to warn you, if you go to look for Jay Leno's face after this accident, it's cringeworthy. He got up, did his stand-up show, flew back to L.A., and then went to the hospital.
Jeez.
I mean, all right, man. This is almost an 80-year-old man. Anyway, yes, the Tonight Show is correct. It's 1-1. The top guy cry movies include Gladiator, Armageddon, Furious 7, Shawshank, and Field of Dreams. Who was the star of Field of Dreams?
Kevin Costner.
That's right, 2-2. Denzel Washington says there were rumors about Kevin Spacey's behavior decades before he was accused of anything. Quote, I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's between him and his maker. Both Kevin and Denzel have won 2 Oscars. Who of the two has the most Oscar nominations?
I'm going to go with Denzel Washington.
And it's not even close. Kevin has 2 wins, 2 nominations. Denzel has 2 wins, 10 nominations. He is the most nominated black actor in Oscar history, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
3-3. The teaser trailer is out for the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon. How many animated How to Train Your Dragon movies were there?
Wow, I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to go with 3.
3's right.
Oh.
He was a huge fan of the How to Train Your Dragon movies. My father was.
Yeah?
You never expect that. He's, yeah. Have you taken the kids to see How to Train Your Dragon? I'm like, no. Can I? Like, he loved
Aww,
it.
Yeah. That's great.
All right. It's 4-3, Tammy, now. Sorry, Corinne did not know that. And finally, on this day in 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest host ever of SNL. How old was she?
10.
Corinne went with 20. You went with 10. You're both way off. She was 7 years old when she hosted SNL.
Oh, wow.
So today we finished with a score of 4-3. Tammy, Corinne, you're not going to get any of her money, but we're going to hook you up with something cool.
Corinne, you're going to go see Kane Brown March 13th at Pechanga Arena.
I am so excited.
All right. Enjoy yourself, Corinne. Have a wonderful day in L.A. Hope everything goes well for you. Before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Corinne and Sandy, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.